Hey everybody, this is Amelia Campbell, co-host to the Cherokee Edwards Inspires show, where we're going to have shows here to talk about life, to talk about what makes your life special, what makes it better, and everyone working together, because together, everyone achieves more. Acronym for the word team. Stay tuned and let's get it on. Some topics to go over, and I'm bringing the coach on so he can talk with me, because that's one of the person that I can recommend to you that can walk you through certain scenarios in life when you're going through a lot of things. So the topic today is, don't live in your setbacks. Don't live in your setbacks. Shout out to Cherokee Edwards Inspires. Shout out to all the team members. Shout out to everyone at Millie's World of Nails. Shout out to everyone at the BOM group. Hi, Miss Phyllis. I'm waiting for the coach to get on here with me. We have some things to go over tonight. And I'm definitely okay with being used as the person to talk about what ShareTime Consulting does and what the Cherokee Edwards Inspires programs does. All right. There he is.
Hello, what up, coach? What up?
Hello, and welcome to Tell It Tuesday.
Tell It Tuesday.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The topic today is don't live in your setbacks. And I can only say that, he's wearing the Entrepreneur Explosion t-shirt. Moving forward, right?
Onward and upward.
We're almost at the end of the game. Last quarter, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about don't live in your setbacks, because we all have setbacks. And I can say that because I can relate. I was at a point where I was living in my setback when I met you. I kept talking about what was wrong with me. I kept talking about all the things that were happening to me. And you were able to guide me in my mindset. At that time, I was listening to a lot of motivation, inspiration, videos and audios, which is why I think that we were able to meet, because the universe usually gives you what you ask for. So at that time, I had asked the universe for a restart. I wanted a new beginning. I wanted a do-over. And it did. It gave me a do-over. But the do-over that I was expecting is not how it was given to me. When you ask for a fresh start, you know, a fresh start usually means you start from scratch. Well, when I asked for my fresh start, and in my moment of distress, and in that moment when, you know, you ask for something with emotion, you usually get it because you really mean it. You're passionate about it. And everything was taken from me. At the time, that's what I thought. Everything was taken from me. And I thought that I lost everything. but I didn't lose the most important thing, which was myself. You know, and I wanted to share that with anyone that is going through whatever type of setbacks that they're going through. And one thing you always say, what is a setback?
It's a setup for a comeback.
Right, right, right. So now I'm in my curb of coming back, and it feels good, but I didn't see it years ago when I was going through it and talking about my setbacks and all the things that happened that we, you know, we always want to talk about the things that we want. And the mind doesn't know the difference between the truth and a lie.
That's right.
Right?
It only knows what you feed it.
Exactly. And, you know, through reading a lot of books and listening to the subconscious mind and all of those things, I realized that the things that I was asking for, that I was passionate about, and the things that I was saying were all the bad things. So it kept happening more and more and more. So I want to say that with attending, first I want to say that you always need a coach. And if you listen to people that are on a higher level than you are, they're always going to tell you you can't do it yourself, right? So I stumbled upon a coach that actually guided me through those setbacks and those difficult times that I had. Times still get difficult, but I don't think about it anymore. You know, I learned to turn that noise off and turn on something that was positive, that would feed my mind, where I wouldn't hear those terrible things that my mind was telling me.
Yeah, so, things don't, here's the thing people don't understand about something being easier or harder, right? Times are always hard, always, they're always hard. The difference is we actually get stronger. It's not that things get easier, it's that we become stronger.
Right.
And, you know, if we're not educated on that, then we say the whole thing, man, I wish, why do things have to be so hard for me? Why do things have to be so hard? Well, the things are hard regardless. They're hard for even the people that look and make it look like it's easy. It's still hard for them too. They're just powerful. You know, they're just powerful.
Right.
And they got powerful because they kept lifting that weight. When you go into a gym and you constantly lift weights, you're going to become stronger. You know, if you're doing it the right way, you're going to become stronger. You're going to be able to go up in weight. You're going to get stronger and stronger. It's not that the weight is different. The weight's the same. The weight didn't get any lighter. It just, you got stronger. You got stronger.
And the mind is a muscle.
Yeah.
Just like you work all the muscles in the gym. So.
It's the most powerful muscle we have.
So what I did was, I committed to wanting more. I committed to telling myself what I want than to tell myself what I didn't want. So instead of saying, I don't want this and I don't want that, you actually say out loud what you do want. So first you have to commit to what you want. So therefore, yes, you have to know what you want. So yes, one of the things you asked me was, what do you want? At that time, I couldn't even think about it. But then when I sat down and really talked with you, I was able to listen and help assist you in assisting me on how to know exactly what I wanted. So I committed, right. I committed to learning what you was teaching me. I committed right. to wanting to know everything the workshops were about. I committed to all the networking events that you took me to. I committed to getting up early. I was getting up early before, but this time it was different. I wasn't getting up to going to work because I had lost the job anyway. Right? I lost the job.
The job lost you.
That's true. See? I'm still a work in progress, you know. So they lost me, and then I found myself. I found myself.
That's when the job lost you.
Yeah.
That's when work as you knew it lost you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't lose anything. You found something.
Right, right.
You found that queen that was staring at you in the mirror that you didn't recognize for all those years you were working for somebody else. You did not recognize that queen that was staring at you saying, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And you finally answer back, yeah, why are we doing this?
And there's really nothing wrong with working in a job. But working in the job, you still have to focus on the end game because you're replaceable in that job. If you get sick, they're gonna replace you. If you can't, if you take 2-3 months off, they're gonna replace you and you may not have that job when you come back. So the first thing to do is commit to what you want. Commit to what you want and then stick to it. We don't stick to things long enough just to see the result of it. And I always say one of the reasons why you know as much as you do is because you stuck to what you were doing for over 20 years.
Over a quarter century.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just getting the knowledge that you need to put towards your goal and what you want to be and who you want to be. So what I did, I'm just going to tell y'all certain things that I did that helped me with my mindset, because mindset is everything. And I didn't know I was heading that way, but I was listening to these things and I knew that I needed to find that. But we connected and the universe brought me to what I needed to help me grow stronger. So I start my day with something positive every day. Every single day when I open my eyes and I pick up my phone, I turn something on that stimulate my mind. It gives me an energy boost even when I'm tired. Just listening to, it could be the podcast. That's on Spotify, okay? That's the Cherokee Edwards Inspires podcast. But I committed to listening to his trainings, 24/7. Whenever I wasn't doing something or when I was doing something, I was listening. I stopped watching TV since 2018. I couldn't tell you what the newest show is on TV right now, you know, but if the TV comes on, it's something from YouTube that's streaming on there that is feeding my mind. Because when you sit there and you listen to yourself, when you're going through those terrible things that happen, it just brings you deeper and deeper. So one thing you want to do is start your day with positive affirmation, you know. Every single day, the moment you wake up, positive affirmation and developing habits. So when you get up every day and you listen to positive affirmation, you're creating habits and rituals. So if I don't get 2 hours to myself before I leave out the door, I'm no good. I feel like I'm being rushed. I feel like the day is getting away from me. So I spend at least 2 hours with myself in the morning. Just to get my mind right, just to focus on what it is that I'm going to do. You know.
I got a visitor over here.
Hey, Nala. Is that Nala?
Yeah. All of a sudden, because I'm on the couch. So she's trying to get comfortable.
Tywanda says she does the same. Well, that's one of the reasons why you have the things you have. Is you created habits and rituals. And staying focused.
And you trust the process. The biggest thing that I've seen people fail, and the biggest reason that people fail, is because they don't trust the process. They think this should happen overnight. Mm-hmm. So I tell people all the time, if you think about how many years you've given to an employer, you know, think about how many years you work for somebody. You know, I always hear how young people were when they start working. You know, oh, I was 15 when I started working. I was 12 when I started working. And they're like 65, 70 years, you know, 70 years old, some of them, and they're still working. And I say to them, you mean to tell me you would give yourself, you would give an employer 30 to 45 years of your best self, your youngest self, you know, you've been a young person, strong, virile, and you won't even give yourself 5 years to build your business, to build your freedom?
Yeah.
It's the process. You know, when it's on you, you're extremely careful about how you move. But when it's somebody else's, you're just kind of like, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm just going to go hard. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to go to work on time because I know I'll get fired.
Right.
But you won't show up on time for yourself.
Right. Right, right.
You commitment, know. Like you said earlier.
Commit to yourself because you cannot commit to someone else unless you're committed to yourself and you are true to yourself. It's always going to be a rocky road if you're not committed to yourself. Being committed to yourself is getting to know yourself. You cannot get up. You can do as you please. You can get up and spend some time with yourself before you go out. You can spend some time with yourself before you go to bed. But you must spend some time in the day for personal development. Yeah. Even if it's 20 minutes to yourself, by yourself, with yourself, in getting to know yourself.
You know?
I can't do it. I cannot just get up and go out and deal with the world without dealing with myself first.
Right.
Taiwan says, I started working for myself at 18, but went in blind, and now I'm committed to learning real business skills.
I am green. She said, I'm green. Yeah, but you're associating with people that know the way. Mm-hmm. We know the steps to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. You know, we can help you get there. Mm-hmm. You tied in. That's the key. The key is that you actually tied in, which will make your journey less, treacherous. I'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. Your terrain won't be as treacherous because you have a captain that knows how to navigate the rough seas.
Right. And if you don't know how to do it or how to even assess yourself and your situation, the best thing you can do is talk to someone who already knows and have done. You cannot talk to people that don't know because, like I said, you're always going to get, what you going to do, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you talk to someone that has been there, done that 20 times, that's the person you want to talk to. That's the person you can get the feedback and the truth about your entire situation. But trusting the process is the key.
Because you have to trust the process.
If you quit 10 minutes before the game, you're definitely going to fail. But if you play the game,
you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right. If you play the game all the way through and you say, okay, I lost this one, but there's more. Those are just practice shots, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the truth, Tawanda. The quit can't be in you.
No.
You know, every time you get knocked down, you get up one more time. Get knocked down 8 times, you get up 9 times. And you keep doing it, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then things appear to be easier, but they're not. You just got so strong that to everybody else, you got it easy.
Jamie says, I definitely don't know how to quit. I may slow down sometimes, but never stop. You never stop.
Yeah.
You know? And that's my next one, is get focused and stay focused. Don't get distracted. It's a lot of distractions.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was watching someone's live the other day. And he said he stopped celebrating all the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, birthdays. And everybody said, oh, you're crazy. But then he turned around and he looked at his son in the pool and he said, son, would you sacrifice your birthday again for the life you live in right now? And he said, yes. And he dove right back in the water, you know, and that's it.
We put too much emphasis on things that the economy wants us to put our emphasis on. The government, you know, there's so many people that are involved in stimulating the economy. So right now they're starting to advertise the new PlayStation games. You know, these games cost $600. They're not cheap games, right? The game systems. Every time you turn around, somebody living in an apartment and having car payments and all this stuff, they're the ones that are really running out and buying these games,
yeah.
Right? And you can't just buy the game system. You have to buy the games with them. The games, the system costs $600. The games cost an average of $50. So you buy five games, mm-hmm. You spend $250 on the games themselves, add it to the $600, $850. That's a mortgage for video games.
Yeah. You want to hear something? So yeah. I had a Wii, I had a Xbox, and another one of them systems, and I sold them. This is earlier on when I met you. I sold them and put them into all the programs that I wanted to go to. I put them into all the networking events. I sold them. I don't play video yeah. games. I would never buy one. They were sitting there collecting dust, so I sold them.
Yeah.
But then I realized I sold them for less than what I could have gotten it for. You know, it didn't worth nothing.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not a terrible thing that you did it.
Right.
What's terrible is when you don't learn from it. So many people make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. The greatest of us make mistakes. The people who truly rule their life and really control their time, they fail over and over and over again. And that is why they succeed. You can't have one without the other. You can't have success without knowing what failure feels like. If you don't know what failure feels like, you're not trying hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting no's, if you're not getting doors closed in your face, if you're not getting phones hung up on you, you're not pushing yourself hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, go ahead.
Meaning stay focused.
Stay focused. Stay focused. If you focus on the prize, you won't be distracted by so many things. It'll be hard for you to be distracted by things that don't matter and that do absolutely nothing for you.
Right.
You know, that's the key. People put so much time and they focus on things that are trivial. They focus on things that do nothing for them. And then they wonder why they're not further along in life.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones in their way. We're the only ones in our way, too. At the end of the day, we compete against ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We may think we compete against someone else that's in our field, mm-hmm. but we really don't, because what they're eating doesn't do anything for you.
One of the things you told me was, and I kept saying, well, what else is going to go wrong? You said you can't talk yourself out of something you behave yourself into, meaning
exactly.
I was screwing myself over for all these years, so it's not going to take 2 weeks to get better. It's like
right.
when you eat stuff that you're not supposed to eat, and you're thinking, you know, let me go to the gym one time and I'm going to be better. You got to keep going. Consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many times have you heard somebody say, you know, I can't catch up on these bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't catch up on my mortgage. I can't catch up on my car payment. And you never hear them backtrack to say, well, if I wouldn't have bought this and this and this and this, I would have the money to pay for my car payment.
Right.
I would have the money to pay for my mortgage. If people took a piece of paper out, like you saw me do it tonight.
Right.
and have someone list out all of the debt that they have, all the money that they spent, and start with entertainment. You know, talk about, like you said, about the video games, the systems, right? And we all have them. I have PlayStation 3. I didn't go 4 and the rest of them.
Right.
But, and I also have a Wii. I love the Wii. I mean, and that's really a good game because it keeps you mobile, keeps you right. moving. And right. I think those are great games. Mm-hmm. But if you keep buying them over and over again and you're still struggling, now you have to question, what are you doing? Yes. Yes, Tawanda. Track your spending. And don't buy something that you have to use a credit card for that doesn't pay you. Stop using a credit card for Christmas toys. Do you understand the pendulum or the rat wheel, the hamster wheel that people are on?
Right.
Right now, they're getting ready to start spending for Christmas, right? And they still haven't paid off last year's Christmas.
Right.
They're still paying for Christmas of 2022, maybe even 2021. And here comes Christmas 2023.
Right.
And what are they going to do?
Overspend
again. Credit cards out. And here we go.
Well, I tell you one thing. No one have to worry about me going crazy for Christmas. When I buy for what the person actually needs, actually want. If I'm buying something for Elena, I'm buying her stuff that she actually needs and want. I stopped buying toys like 3 years ago. I don't buy that stuff anymore.
There are cultures, I don't need to say them on here, but there are cultures that have three-year-olds that are learning to run businesses
exactly.
and companies.
Exactly.
So they don't get all these toys that these kids get. They may get one toy, mm-hmm. but most of their toys, the things that they might get a calculator, right? Or they'll get ebooks, laptops. Mm-hmm. They're getting things that help them run a business. Mm-hmm. They're putting money into a trust fund for them.
Right.
You know, you got to think about this. For all these grown men out here, grown women, I say grown men being that I'm a man, and you got these men that are playing PlayStation and they're 35, 40 years old or higher, and they're broke. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and say, no wonder you're broke.
Right.
You know, you're playing games too much. You're playing video games too much, you know? And you can barely read. You can't write a checkbook out. You know, somebody give you a checkbook, you can't write it out. You can't fill it out. Mm-hmm. You don't know what a ledger is. You don't know how to balance a checkbook.
Right.
These are things I learned how to do before I got to school.
A lot of the things that we were taught that, you know, back in the days when there were no laptops and things like that, they should still keep it in the school because now some of the kids can't even write properly.
Right. That's my point. People can't do math. They can't do basic mathematics without a calculator. Now, using a calculator to check your math is one thing, but being able to do the math on a piece of paper, a pencil, that's another. And because if the power goes out, what you gonna do? I love to pinch my money. Wait a minute, what's that say? My name is Miss Titus. Okay.
That's my aunt.
She said my name is Miss Titus.
There you go. But you know, Clover, you know, we already know to save from a long time ago. You know, Clover is my mother's sister, and she already know how my mother was. She was big on saving, but one of the things we did not know was how to invest. We knew how to save the money, but we saved the money to spend the money and pay off the bills and things, but we didn't know how to invest it. You know.
That's the difference between the haves and have-nots, right? Mm-hmm. The wealthy, it's just the thinking process. Watch the difference here, right? Mm-hmm. People that struggle, they learn to save money in order to spend money.
Right, right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Wealthy people teach their children how to spend money in order to save money. See, it's just a flip-flop. That's all it is. It's a flip-flop. In other words, okay, I got this credit card. We just talked about credit card for a second. I got this credit card in my hand, and I got a $5,000 limit on the credit card, right? Now, yep, Richard, that's right. Wasn't I just talking
that
about this?
That book got pulled
tonight?
Out today. Class is in exactly session. You understand?
And that's the thing. Richard, I read that book 8 times before I started one of my companies, right?
Right.
And the philosophy is very true. The very, very true. You take this credit card that has $5,000 and you say, okay. You can take that credit card, that same credit card, and make a purchase of something that you can sell and have orders for the sale before the credit card is even due. So now all of a sudden, that credit card just bought you 30 days time to sell a product for 30 straight days and make $10,000 profit, 5 of which goes to pay the credit card bill off. So your credit card goes through the roof because you paid it on time. They up your credit limit so you can actually use it for something of a bigger purchase.
Right.
And then you can get into real estate and make real estate transactions that way as well. Now imagine going to a townhouse, right? The townhouse sells for $150,000, okay? And you got a credit limit on your credit card of $20,000. You get $20,000 that you put down on this $150,000 house as just a down payment. Now, there's ways of doing this without this, but I'm going to use this for an example.
They'll know that when they come into the classroom.
Well, of course. I'm not going to give them everything. I'm not going to give them everything, right? Because it's a value there.
Yeah.
But that house can be sold before the credit card was due. And that deposit, everything comes to you, so you paid the card off.
Yeah.
But it's just a different way of thinking.
But like we said, you're not going to know a lot of these things unless you invest in yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going
to
know.
You have to invest in yourself.
I would take my last dollar to invest in myself.
You've done that.
I would do it again and again and again.
You've done it.
Yeah.
But you're debt-free now.
Absolutely. And it feels good.
You're debt-free now. You sacrifice. Yeah. And that's another thing that people are not willing to do. People do not want to lose things that are keeping them captive. You know, a car payment is keeping you captive. That's what a car payment is. Because you don't own the car you're driving if you're making a car payment. You don't own the car. Mm-hmm. The bank owns your car. The loan institution owns your car. You know?
Right.
And then you got to think to yourself, why are you buying a car that you can barely afford? Who are you trying to impress? Because at the end of the day, whoever you're trying to impress, they not impressed.
Exactly.
Half the time, they don't care nothing about you.
They don't care.
They don't care nothing about you. I mean, we all had those times. We got money when we were young. I said, man, you know, I remember I bought my first Lexus. My first Lexus. I always said I wanted a GS300. Bought my first Lexus. I was crazy about it. Love it. I still have one today. So, I mean, I'm not going to knock on it. But here's the thing. When I bought that car, I was driving all over the place, driving to the corner stores where I could walk and all this stuff. You know, and I said to myself, you know, at some point, as I started to really mature into things, I said, this car is beautiful, but if I go to sell this car right now, I might have spent $50,000 for the car. I can't sell this car for $50,000 now.
Right.
I can't sell the car for $20,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Based on mileage in a year. So, but the thing is, you learn how. Which, again, I could go on and on. I'm not going to do that here. It's not the venue for it. But this is what coaching is all about. Coaching is teaching people how, not necessarily how not to make mistakes, but how to deal with those mistakes when they make them.
Right.
And get the best out of somebody that they can get. That's what a coach does. A coach will get the very best out of you. But you have to invest. I always tell people, when you invest, it's not necessarily that you're just investing in that coach. You're actually investing in yourself for self-improvement. If I only had $1,000, I want to learn where should I put that $1,000 to turn that $1,000 into $10,000? what's that post say? I'm trying to share the live account.
I believe you should be able to share it when you're finished. Or
I share mine. Mine is being shared now.
Okay. Or you can look in the lower right-hand corner to see if you see the share button.
Right. Or if you're looking at it, mine is in the lower left-hand corner.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't tell you now because I'm the one that's hosting the live.
Yeah. But, it's like the little arrow. You just hit that arrow and it should be able to be shared.
That arrow by the comment block isn't working. They must be working on the site. But see, that goes to my next one. Eliminate distractions.
Yeah.
I had to really, really sit back and evaluate everyone that was in my phone lines, that was anywhere close to me. I had to reevaluate myself and them and see if their mind was where mine is, because I can talk to them over and over what I'm trying to do, and they was looking at me like I was crazy. I was giving them flyers and rack cards and things like that and say, do this and do that, this is what I'm doing, but they did nothing with it. But I kept going. I kept doing these things for whatever it is that I was doing. And here I am today, I can say I'm debt free. You know, I can honestly say that with pleasure that I'm debt free. You know, sometimes I look in the mailbox and there's no mail in there. I'm like, wow, you know. But the thing is, because I was coachable, I stepped into the classroom and I stayed there and I was quiet and I listened and I took notes. And I'm not finished. You know, I'm still going. I still have more room to grow, but I eliminated all of my distraction. Anything that made me feel like what I was doing was wrong, when I knew in my whole heart that everything that I was doing was right and I just had to trust the process and to keep going, whether I got hit every day. I mean, it didn't matter what it was. I just stuck to it and I'm still gonna stick to it. I'm not gonna change what I'm doing, but I'm gonna add to it. What I'm learning, I'm in love with it. I love what we're doing. You know, if you ever are serious, and I mean, you have to be serious. You know, you have to be serious about investing in yourself. Give me a call or give ShareTime Consulting a call, and I promise you that I can actually show you where I was in 2019 to where I am today. I'm not where I want to be as far as where my goal set is, but I'm not back in that hole that I was in.
You're moving toward it.
I'm moving towards
it. It's a journey. You're on your journey.
Yes, I'm on my journey, and I want to rush now because I see it so close, you know?
Yeah.
It's so close, and when I look at it, like, I had a goal written out in 2018 before I met Cherokee. And the reason why I couldn't see it is because it was still sitting in my binder. You know, so now I'm looking at it every day. And one of my rituals is to look at it and read it every day. That way it's in my head and I can hear myself and I can see myself moving forward to what I want, you know. And to finish it off, mindset matters. Mindset is everything. Change your mind, change your life. I changed my mind. I said, I want this. I kept saying what I wanted and not what I didn't want. You change the way you speak. You say what you want and forget about what you don't want. If you don't want it, it's not yours.
Positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. Constantly feed yourself positive vibes.
Yes.
You owe it to yourself to shake off negative vibes. Your mindset is your most powerful weapon. Your mind is your most powerful weapon. The mind doesn't know the difference between a lie and the truth. It only knows what you feed it. Mm-hmm. It only knows what you feed. So if you feed yourself positive reinforcement day in and day out, day in and day out. If you tell yourself, if you're a woman, you tell yourself you're a queen, you're the queen, you're the queen, you're going to start walking different. You're going to start talking different. If you tell yourself you're a king, you're a king, you're a king, you're a king, you're going to start acting different. The clothes don't make you. Mm-mm. You make the clothes. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you're dressed, you're going to speak different. You're going to be more articulate. You're going to slow it down a bit. You're going to make sure that people understand what you're saying, the points that you're trying to get across, what you're trying to say, how you're trying to say it, and who you're trying to say it to. That's what the mindset truly starts, you know, sets off.
I think I covered all that I wanted to say, except make sure that you come see us at the Entrepreneur Explosion. You gotta come. You gotta come see it. There you go. You have to come.
We're coming.
We're all about building each other, working together, and growing together. This is what it's all about. If you're not a vendor, come and visit us. Come and visit us. And invest in yourself, first and foremost. Forget about what you don't have and look right down and look at what you want. Every day you say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Invest in yourself and eliminate distractions.
Yes. And the Entrepreneur Workshop, I saw someone ask about that. It's November 18th. It's Saturday, November 18th, from 12 to 5 at the Colonial Heritage Grand Ballroom. That's in Williamsburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of things posted up all over the place.
Go follow the Entrepreneur Explosion Facebook page. Jamise, if you can tag the Entrepreneur Explosion Facebook page under there so everyone can go look at what's going on. We have some amazing vendors, new and seasoned.
Yes.
Upcoming entrepreneurs, new entrepreneurs, and seasoned entrepreneurs that are networking together. There it is.
And these shirts are on sale, guys. Pre-order shirts. You can pre-order them. The Entrepreneur Explosion 2023. That's what we doing.
Oh my goodness.
Shows you how to get to us.
Oh my goodness.
And you can see all the people. You see the logo, the people working together.
That's right. Let's work together.
So we believe in each one teaching one, so we all reach one. That's how we get down with it.
That's right. That was a long time before I could sit here and talk to you guys, because I didn't want to talk to y'all before. I had nothing to say, but I have a lot to say
now.
I have a lot to say.
To say now.
I have soaked up some amazing information, and the coach and I and the rest of the team and everyone in the BOM, all of us, we're going to share that with you, but you have to be willing to come on in. If you're not, that's okay. But if you are and you're looking for this type of motivation, inspiration, growth, just come check us out. I promise you, it's gonna go well.
If there's no skin in the game, there's no win in the game.
Okay, Tywanda, I'm gonna text you about your shirt. I just placed the order for the one you did today. So I'm gonna text you shortly and find out your size. And if you wanna order any of the Entrepreneur Explosion shirts, the link is going to be put up in the next couple of days on how to order. So give me some time to put the, you know, the site together and put the link in there.
Yeah, okay. The shirts just came out, so
yeah.
I would love to see you guys there.
Yes.
You know, I really want y'all to see how much fun working together actually is and what it looks like. Watching people grow together and knowing that you can be a part of it. Knowing that you don't have to always go on YouTube to see a group that works well together. You don't have to read about these groups. They're right here. They're right here in front of you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is tap in.
And if you're coming from out of town and you need somewhere to stay, Travel Star can get you in these resorts, get you a nice little one bedroom, two bedroom, or even a four bedroom, give us a call. We have all the accommodations. Okay.
We got special rates for this event too.
Yes.
So ask the agent about the explosion discounts.
Yep.
So we have special rates because we know a lot of people are coming in from out of town, out of state. And so like I said, you know, guys, we want to eliminate the excuses. Earlier, Amelia talked about eliminating distractions. The other thing we want to eliminate is excuses. There are no excuses. Do not look for an excuse to fail. Look for a reason to succeed.
That's right. That's right. There's TravelStar phone number, 757-345-5164. We have a... I'm going to post all the information. We actually have a week right now from October 15th through the 22nd at Colonies of Williamsburg.
Water Resort, 5-star rated resort.
Yes. So I will post the link for everyone. First come, first serve. Minimum of 2 nights. Okay? So until then, I will see you either before or on Tell It Tuesday. And we appreciate everyone that's liking, sharing, and participating in what we're doing. Yep. All right, everyone. Take it easy. Have a good night. Say some positive affirmations before you go to bed and do the same when you wake up. Good night.
Indeed. Thank you.